Hi, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Lisa and Pete Catch Up with Ross and Lisa, because Pete was off today sick.
Yep, Singapore Airlines celebrated 50 years of Perth flights today with a CBD flyover, but it turned out to be a bit of a fizzler, in some people's opinion.
After a man in Victoria lost limbs with one of those awful whitetail spider bites, we asked you, Perth, if there's a little thing that made you very sick and warning. Graphic stories coming up.
Mm-hmm. And a Mosman Park soccer club have been slammed on social media for their minger fines. What's that, you ask? Find out in the catch-up.
Lisa and Pete love the freedom of starting work later in the day. To ensure your ageing relatives still enjoy their freedom, see stivesomecare.com.au.
Now, we have been joined by Dan, the internet. Hello,
hello,
Dan.
Hello.
And our resident plane watcher, Adam Hemmings.
Hello.
Hemmings in the hangar. Now, we were waiting on the rooftop today for hashtag the big plane. Now, Hemmings and I had a bit of a plane date on the roof, we enjoyed it, didn't we?
Oh, we loved
it. We saw it, but yeah. Dan, you were really in the thick of it, and you've written on our website three reasons why the Singapore Airlines flyover was lame. No offence. So take us through what you saw from the vantage at South Perth, where there were hundreds of people gathered.
I'm very worried here because I don't know if Adam loves his planes.
Yes.
I think I was a victim of expectation. You know, when someone says to you, it's going to be the greatest film of all time, and then you go and see it and you think, that was lame. Happy Gilmore, for example. So,
yep.
Which I ended up loving it, but I hated it. Yeah. Anyway, so I was late running, got there. There was 500 people at South Perth. 500 people like you, Adam. Yeah. Plane nerds. And they were all looking up.
Yep.
And but when it's 25 minutes late and you're looking up in the glare, looking for this, every plane would take off the airport. Is that it?
Yep. No, it's too small.
Exactly. No, you know. And then it actually took off. I thought, there it goes. And then it went to Forestfield or something and it disappeared. And I was like, where is it? And then it finally appeared. It did its little flyover over the river.
Right.
And then it went. And I was like, that was it.
Well, Adam was totally equipped with an app, but we didn't have to start looking up until we knew it was exactly there. He knew when it was taxiing down the runway, didn't you?
Yeah, we were watching it on the tarmac. Flew over Forestfield, came up and around.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you guys were expecting some Denzel Washington flip the plane action. It was not going to be that.
It was over very quickly.
Yeah, the pilot was sober for a start. Yeah.
He wasn't Denzel.
Yeah.
And I put in the article that I thought it was meant to fly over Kings Park, but it was going towards Curtin Uni when I saw it at last. I was like, well, mate, that's not Kings Park. Unless there's a Kings Park out in Manning, I didn't see it. But it might have turned around and come back. But at that stage, I'd taken off.
It might have.
With my camera between my legs.
It might have been feeling a bit lame itself and thought, let's just go to Singapore.
That's anyway. I've got the footage. It's there on mix.com.au. People can check it out. Adam, I'm sure, will.
Adam, I snapped a few shots. Nothing very interesting. Yeah. But isn't there a competition
going?
Well,
if anyone did, if they put it on on their Facebook post with the hashtag SQPerth50, they're in line
to win.
Not lame
flyover.
That was my hashtag. They're in the running to win two return economy tickets to Singapore.
Excellent. There you go. Good shopping.
You know, and to redeem Singapore Airlines, even though they went all over Perth, they went to Forestfield, evidently.
Yeah.
There was hot towels for everyone. We're talking about the small thing that made you really, really sick.
Not like Blink-182, all the small things, but is it 182 or 182? Just showed my age.
Either's fine.
Either or. We're talking about this poor guy in Melbourne. He's possibly, they're not 100% sure because it's happened so quick, but it looks like he's been bitten by a white-tailed spider.
Mm.
And in the space of 72 hours or something, he's had to have his legs amputated and he's lost his spleen and his liver and he's at real risk of losing his arms.
I can't fathom this.
No. Let's go to the phones and Joe in Yanship.
G'day, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I got bitten by a white-tailed spider as well.
Good Lord. And what happened?
It bit me on the arm while I was asleep, which sort of freaks me out for a start.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just a little pimple. And, of course, you know, when I woke up, I sort of scratched at it. And within an hour, that thing had turned into the size of a 20-cent piece.
Yes.
And it was continued to eat away at my arm for about 2 months in total.
Really?
Did you go to the doctor that day?
Oh, of course I did, yeah.
Yeah.
What they told me when I went to the doctor was that the white tails are particularly nasty and that they carry a staph on their fangs.
Oh.
So wherever you've got a little scratch on your body, you'll get a staph infection.
Oh, my God.
You know, I had swollen legs because I've got so I had cat scratches on me, of course.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they just took off as well, so my whole body was reacting, and off work in total for about 2 months.
Bad as that was, do you feel a bit better when you hear stories like this one, that at least you've got all your limbs still? I mean, this is amazing.
I do, but I can really understand how it happened. Even now, I can't take antibiotics because they don't have any effect on me.
Oh, and that's really unfortunate too. And I guess your advice would be to anyone who wakes up with something like that and it changes that quickly, get to the doctor. Anna in Kingsley.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. What happened to your hubby?
He ended up with malaria, and he's getting reoccurring malaria in symptoms every year now, just about.
Oh, God.
And that was like a few years back. But my son actually also got bitten by a whitetail.
Oh, I hate the thought that there's so many of them out there.
They are there. And my boy was laid up in hospital for about 3 days. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we found out straight away when he got bitten. Mm-hmm. But he has the same problem as the lady before. So he's got reoccurring issues and problems since it happened. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago, or even longer.
How old is he?
So, He's now 29, but he still has issues, and he still gets really sick because of that. It stuffs you up for life, basically.
Do you know what they look like, Anna?
You know, like the redbacks?
Yeah.
They're similar to that, but they're a little bit different. They've got a slightly longer body. And it's just white, you know, just like something you wouldn't expect to see a normal spider, and then it doesn't look anything like a normal eight-legged or whatever spider.
I think while you're Googling tonight or you're Facebooking, mate, just Google images a white-tail spider.
I think we better all Google it. Thanks, Anna.
Joe from Hocking.
You had a tiny thing that made you sick?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I got it inside me, but this thing started out like a top of a pinhead, and then it grew into like a grapefruit size. I was constantly sick. I had an all-over body rash, multiple visits to the doctor, and it just kept growing bigger and bigger, and eventually it was about the size of a watermelon.
Were you
part of an expedition that went to another planet, and did something jump onto your face?
Possibly.
Oh, no. God.
And then I went to the doctors again, and they ended up, I had to push this thing out of my uterus. It ended up being a baby.
Yeah, a little.
But it made me so sick. Like, it's now 3.5. But Jesus.
Joe from Hocking.
9 months.
There's Perth Soccer Club, and we're going to name names.
Well, we have to.
At Mosman Park Soccer Club. They've surfaced on social media for all the wrong reasons, Liz.
The Western Knights Soccer Club, is it? I'm amazed that I'm reading this, and I'm amazed that it's Mosman Park. I'm amazed it's Perth at all. But a document with a logo belonging to the soccer club has surfaced on social media that names, and I'm quoting, "Bringing a minger to a game is an action that will see team members face a $5 fine." Ah, ha, ha, ha. A minger is a slang term for someone who is an unfortunate-looking woman.
Right. So they're fining people for bringing their unfortunate-looking women.
Here's their list of fines.
For the game.
Going out the night before. No shower after game or training. Giving away a penalty. For goodness sake. The grammar's your problem.
I can't even spell
giving
it.
Giving away. Away is one word. Bringing a minger to the game. No mingers on social media. And having any other club's logo. They're all the finable things. I think the most finable is your appalling grasp on English. But then what would I expect from anything that talks about mingers?
It'd be funny if it wasn't so depressing.
Welcome to 2017, please.
2017.
We don't do this anymore, not just because it's not right, but because it's just not right.
Even Donald Trump, when he made the unfortunate comment
about grabbing them.
Even he didn't put it on social media.
No, and he didn't say minger either.
No.
Shame, shame, shame.
Where's
Western
Hinch?
Knights Soccer Club.
Where's Hinch when you need him?
I know. Where is he?
Lisa and Pete look after each other. It's part of being a team. To ensure your aging parents are looked after at home, team up with St. Ives Home Care. StIvesHomeCare.com.au.